Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
Good morning, Todd. Hello, Todd.
There?
There he is.
Todd.
There he is. Hey, Todd.
I feel like it's the last day of summer here for some reason. I'm not sure why, but...
It does have that feeling, man. You know, when you get into this last week of August and, you know, school's around the corner, it does. You know, it never leaves me. Like, I still get depressed as if I have to go back to school, even though I don't.
Well, you could, BJ, if you want to.
Yeah, that's something. You know what? I'll sit in a classroom with a bunch of young kids, and I'll blend nicely.
So, Todd, do you think it's a smart financial decision for us to buy our outdoor furniture now? So that maybe just a couple sales or something like that?
Of course. Why not?
All right. Chris, do we need some.
This actually, yeah, Steve. I mean, really, this is the time. You're absolutely right. Yeah,
I know,
yeah.
But it's like it's bittersweet because like you get it and you want to use it and you get to use it maybe for a few like another month and then it's just like, oh, I'm glad we spent all that money on that.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
But next year you're going to see all the prices and you're going to go, ha! Yeah, that's what it's about. Buying at the right time. And actually, man, if you have any questions financially, Todd is the guy that can answer them for you. 206-421-ROCK. You can text us at 77999. Todd, of course, has been working with BECU for a long time. He's got over 25 years experience in the financial industry. And and don't forget BECU, a credit union, which a lot of people prefer over a bank because credit unions do what banks do, but they're member owned, which means all the profits, all the good stuff, it gets reinvested into the product, reinvested into you, the member. And BECU is one of those fine credit unions. And all you got to do if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, you get to be a member just like that. All the info at BECU.org. All right, Todd, you ready? You ready for the first one?
Do it.
Let's do it.
All right, we got a few text messages that came in. Someone said, good morning, Todd. We're getting about $20,000 more than expected from the sale of our home.
Whoa.
Should we toss that in savings, which is already doing okay, put it in principal of the new house, or pay off a vehicle? Thanks.
I'm going to start with the highest interest rate you have. So we're assuming we have an emergency fund because we mentioned that they have extra, right? Mm-hmm. So let's have that, you know, 3 to 6 months of emergency funds sitting there in case something else comes up. And then let's take a look at our debt and let's start with the highest interest rate. Maybe that's the auto loan. Let's pay that down. Let's get out of debt.
That's always the way to go, man. There's two ways to be rich in life, isn't it? It's to make a ton of money or to have very little bills.
Or do both.
Oh, that's hey, perfect. Well, now you're talking crazy talk now.
I thought this whole no money, a lot of bills thing was working out well for me.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve, if you could flip that, man, you'd be the man, no doubt about it. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. If you got a question for Todd Peach from BECU, feel free to give us a call. You can also, like I said, send a text. And if you don't get through on the phone lines, you can always give an email, too, by the way, if you get and if Todd runs out of time. He answers every question. Just go to KISW.com, and you'll see that banner with Todd's smiling face, and you can get that done.
All right, someone just texted in as well, saying, Todd, my wife and I have a question for you about an auto loan. We just had BECU take over our loan, and we're looking to get another car in a few months. We're both in the low 700s for a credit score, and we're wondering if we should have her mom co-sign. She's over 800. Also, is a 6 to 7 year loan a good idea?
Okay, we got a few things going on here. First of all, if you can delay getting a car right now, I would highly encourage that. There's a you might have read about this, but there's a huge chip shortage in everywhere in many things, but it's really impacting the auto industry. So what that means is the dealers have very limited inventory, and sometimes you're paying for a car that's not even there. And that puts you at a bad negotiating position. So you're probably gonna go in, you're not gonna have any negotiating power. So if you can delay buying the car, I would try to do that, number one, first. Secondly, low 700s is okay. Co-signing, you might do a little bit better from an interest rate, but probably not a ton. You could ask somebody when you get that loan, you could apply and say, hey, I have somebody with 800. What would that do to impact my rate? And you could make that decision then. As far as 6 to 7 years, I would really love to see that more in that 48 month or 4 year time. If you can do that, it's just cars depreciate the minute you walk them up, drive them off the lot. They're a depreciable asset. So the quicker we can pay them off, the better. So my recommendation is if you can wait, do so. And if possible, try to keep that loan at about 4 years, 5 years at the most.
And Todd, you said what kind of shortage is there that's affecting cars?
Yeah, it's the microchips. So the chips that go in and the basically the computers of the cars that control everything. With the pandemic, for a number of reasons, the high demand for other electronics, cell phones, everything else, the manufacturers can't get enough chips to make the cars. And many of them have cars sitting there with no chips. And they're moving around by taking a chip from one car to the other. So the dealers have limited inventory. I don't know if you've ever driven by a new car lot, but you'll see cars kind of spread out because they don't have the inventory. So what that means as a consumer is we're at a disadvantage because the dealers don't have enough cars to sell. So you're going to pay MSRP or sometimes above just to get a car in today's environment. And it might take us 6 months, a year. We really don't know. But if you can hold off and, put some tape to your car or whatever to get you through for a while, I would encourage that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So,
damn, dude, I know that wood is out of control, and I mean, shipping containers are hard to get if you're getting anything from overseas. And companies that are using other countries to produce their stuff for them. Wow, it is. It's this COVID thing, man. I guess it's real, at least as far as how it's impacting us financially.
Lumber's come down a lot, BJ. It's dropped a lot. It's actually back down to pre 2018 levels now. But they're not there. So again, if you can wait, I would highly recommend that. And used cars are getting better, but they were having the same situation. All these rental companies sold their cars in the pandemic and needed to get more cars back, and people were driving more, but the used car prices are elevated, although they're starting to see some relief, but the new cars have not. So,
you know, there's some old mechanic right now going, ah, you know what? We didn't have this problem. There were no chips in cars. Ah, see that? That's, yeah. It's wild to think that is what's holding us back when we never needed chips in cars, you know, really that much, you know, maybe more than 30 years ago. Wow, that's crazy that's what's stopping the car manufacturing business from being as lucrative as it can be. Wow. Yeah. Well, that's good advice. I didn't know that, Todd. So thanks for letting us know. So hold off and get in the car if you can.
Hey, someone I wanted to text.
Yes, you can.
Someone had a nice thing to say about Todd, so I'll read that one. I just wanted to do a follow-up with you, and thank you for the great advice on my auto loan. I went to BECU, dropped my interest rate from 14.5 down to 2.8. You and your team rock, Ooh. Todd.
Ooh, wow, that's amazing. Think of all those savings, what we can do with that money, right? So that's hats off to you. So that's great.
See that, Todd? You're a good guy.
206. Well, you're very nice.
Oh, thank you. 206-421-ROCK. No one's ever said that before. If you got a question for Todd, you can also text us at 77999.
This texter said, my partner and I were making about $130,000 a year. We've never owned a home before and are looking to buy a 4-bedroom house. Is it advisable to rent first, save up for 20% down for the down payment? And what does it mean to be a first-time home buyer?
Oh, well, we got a lot of things going on. First of all, I think it's always recommended to rent in an area that you don't know. So if you've lived in the same place, let's just use a couple examples. I've known many people that have moved somewhere, bought a house, hated it, turned around 6 months, a year later, had to sell and move, and sometimes they lose money, or then tried to go back where they were before, and now the prices are elevated and they can't get back in there. So the first thing is that if you're going to a new area, I would recommend renting for a while. Make sure you like it. Make sure that the schools, if you need schools, or just the culture of that community is what you want. So, so I would definitely recommend renting first in a new area. Now, if you know if the area you've lived there or maybe have family, so you know 100% that you want to be there, then yeah, now is the time to, you know, maybe start looking around and buying. And as you know, housing prices are very high right now, and I think we're starting to see a little bit of softening, but it's not there yet. Now, whether to put 20% down or zero, that's going to be an individual situation by situation basis. As a first time home buyer, you're a little bit high on the income to qualify for a lot of the grants and the forgivable loans and different things out there. But I would talk to a mortgage advisor. The first thing you want to do is get pre-qualified, pre-approved. So I guess my first step would be, all right, let's talk to a mortgage advisor. Let's see where you're at. Let's see what kind of a loan you can qualify or what you want to qualify for. And then you can take a look at, what if I put 20% down? What if I put the minimum? There's FHA loans. There's different loans for first-time home buyers, so you do not necessarily have to put 20% down. So my first steps, I guess, would say, do I want to live there? Do I know I want to live in that area? If so, all right, it's time to talk to a mortgage advisor and see what that plan looks like.
Boy, that's an interesting thing that you're saying, to rent in an area where you lived. Luckily for me, that's exactly what happened, but I can't say I planned that going in, Todd. I just felt like I was stuck having to buy the house I bought, but I'm so happy that I did, because I knew everything about it because I rented it first. But if I go around the room, I'm not sure everybody. Well, Rev, is your house close? You lived when you rented before?
Yeah, it was probably a 5-minute drive, so it was fairly close, and I knew the neighborhood pretty well.
Yeah, and Steve, you when you bought your first house in Puyallup, you really hadn't even lived in Puyallup, right?
You shouldn't ask me. I'm a man who makes poor financial decisions. So I'm not the guy you want to talk to. Not a lot of money, a lot of debt. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Got that Kraken jersey?
I haven't got it yet, but I'm ready to get it when it's available. I did buy a Kraken t-shirt, and I was good with my money, though, yesterday, Todd. We went to the Kraken team shop, and yeah. I didn't buy anything for myself. I just bought pajamas for my daughter.
Yeah.
Aww. Almost didn't buy anything. It almost worked.
Well, I couldn't leave without buying something. I felt like then I'm just a poser.
Oh,
I'm going to a store and don't leave without a bag.
You know what? This started where we were ready to praise you, and unfortunately we can't. I'm sorry. Todd, we were ready to praise him, but I don't think we can.
I know. We'll get there someday.
the store will be talking. Like, this guy just came in and lurked for like an hour.
Oh, man, dude, they call you a window shopper. There's a whole phrase for a guy like you, you know? Yeah. All right. Steve's like, well, I thought I did a good job. Oh, sorry, buddy.
Hey, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that is the best we can hope for.
I was about to buy a Kraken hoodie, and when I was about to buy it, I realized it was a women's hoodie and not a men's hoodie, so I put it back down and didn't get it.
So that's the only reason
I was buying it for myself, not for my wife. I just thought it was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, all right. So that really is the only thing that stopped you.
No, I had Todd in the back of my mind telling me not to make bad financial decisions,
that's what
BJ, clearly.
Well, we've run out of time with Todd, but again, if you didn't get through today, make sure you give him an email. Just go to KISW.com and scroll down. You'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. And Todd will do his best to answer any question he can. And don't forget, BECU, that is the place you can go. Great, great credit union. If you live, work, or attend school here in Washington State, you can be a member. And man, credit unions, boy, they do a lot of cool stuff. And if, you know, and they don't do the uncool stuff that some banks do. So that's why a credit union could be for you. Todd, good talking to you, buddy.
You too, BJ. Thanks so much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.